Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Stink and the Freaky Frog Freakout by Megan McDonald. Performed by Barbara Rosenblatt. The shark was super sneaky. The shark was super slithery. The shark slid through the water like a silver streak. Stink felt something grab his leg.
Shark attack!
Ah! Stink leaped out of the way, making a big, giant kersplash. The sneaky shark was his sister, Judy.
Hey, no sneaking up on me like that in the pool. You scared my pants off.
That's because I'm a shark and you're a polywog. You're going to have to put your head underwater sometime, Stink. You can't stay a polywog forever. I'm almost a barracuda.
Sometimes Stink wished he did not have to take swim lessons with Judy the almost barracuda. She was always bugging him to hold his breath and put his head underwater. No thanks. He tried that one time when a kid named Dunk had dunked him. Okay, so Dunk wasn't his real name, but Stink still got a major nose wedgie. Why would he want a geyser up his nose on purpose? Riley Rottenberger was the one and only second-grade shark, and Webster and Sophie were already dolphins.
I know how to swim, Stink told Judy.
If you call doggy paddling swimming, said Judy.
I can swim across the pool, said Stink.
Without a pool noodle? Judy asked.
Stink's shoulders sagged.
Come on, said Judy. Just hold your breath and stick your face in the water.
Hello, nose wedgie, said Stink.
Nose wedgies were scary, and they burned and made you choke. Stink had been breathing air for over 7 years, and he was just fine with that.
Sharks get to dive for quarters, said Judy.
Dive for quarters. Stink wanted to dive for quarters, but that meant holding his breath all the way to the bottom of the pool. He shivered.
Maybe next week.
Stink, called Cammy, his swim teacher. Lesson's over. Time to go.
See, time to go, said Stink.
Have it your way, said Judy. But I'm going to dive for quarters one last time. Not pennies, not nickels, not dimes, Stink. Quarters.
She grinned like a sawtooth barracuda, then swam off silvery smooth like a shark. Stink clung to his pool noodle in the shallow end, watching the sharks dip and dive and come up for air. Pollywogga doodle all the day. Then, something unusual happened. Stink climbed up out of the pool. He flip-flopped his way into the boys' locker room. He flicked on the shower, turning his back to the hot water. That's when he saw it. Something lumpy and bumpy in the corner of the shower. Something bigger than a spider. Something greener than a spider. Stink turned off the shower and bent down to get a closer look.
Spring! The bumpy lump jumped.
It's alive! Stink yelled.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
The bumpy lump was a frog!
A teeny weeny greeny frog!